Querida familia, ¿qué hacemos aquí, pasada ya la medianoche, celebrando la Santa Misa? Estamos aquí porque celebramos el evento más importante de toda la historia, que Dios eterno vino a nosotros como un niño pequeño, se encarnó, se hizo hombre. Estamos aquí porque así queremos expresar con todo nuestro corazón que este evento, este amor infinito de Dios, vale la pena ponerlo por encima de toda otra cosa en nuestra vida, por encima aún de nuestro sueño. Por esa maravilla de la tecnología moderna, ya sabemos la homilía del Santo Padre de esta medianoche. Y nos habla él de cómo los pastores estaban despiertos, cuidando de su rebaño. Y es precisamente en esa condición de estar despiertos que les hace posible encontrar la visita de los ángeles, que les hablan con gran gozo de que el niño Dios ha nacido. Y el Santo Padre nos exhorta a nosotros a despertar del sueño en que vive este mundo, anonadado por tantas fantasías, por tantas distracciones, por tantas cosas que han tomado el lugar de Dios. Por eso, venir aquí esta noche a celebrar esta Santa Misa es realmente una gran bendición para nosotros. Es un signo de cómo queremos que sea toda nuestra vida. Jesús por encima de todo. Jesús el primero, el centro de nuestras vidas. Es así como realmente le permitimos a los ángeles guiarnos para encontrar a María con el niño Jesús en el establo, encontrar el sentido de la vida. Es cierto que para ello Jesús nos va a pedir mucho. Vemos hoy en la segunda lectura cómo se nos invita a renunciar al pecado, a empezar una vida nueva. Pero es que al encontrarnos con Jesús, al realmente amarlo y conocerlo, se nos hace fácil. Lo difícil es estar atentos a Él, buscarlo a Él. Pero si de verdad estamos ya con Él y lo hemos encontrado, el gozo de ese encuentro hace posible realmente que nuestro corazón se enamore para siempre. Dear family, in these days, the Liturgy of the Hours presents us from an expression from St. Augustine, Father of the Church, that says, "Awake, mankind. For your sake, God has become man. Awake, you who sleep, rise up from the dead, and Christ will enlighten you. I tell you again, for your sake, God became man." This expression of St. Augustine reminds us of the fact that the shepherds were awake, tending their flock, and thus they were able to see the angels who told them the good news that the Savior was born. How important it is for us, caused by so many distractions today, to keep focused, to keep awake. The Holy Father has told us in his homily for this Christmas Eve that to be awake means to come into reality. When we are dreaming, we are closed into ourselves. We are living into our own world, separated from others, separated from the truth. So to wake up means to come into reality. And the greatest and the most central reality is God Himself, the source of all truth. That's what it means to be awake, to be focused in Christ, to know Him and to love Him. And St. Augustine goes on to say, you would have suffered eternal death had He not been born in time. Never would you have been freed from sinful flesh had He not taken Himself the likeness of sinful flesh. You would have suffered everlasting unhappiness had it not been for this mercy. You would have never had returned to life had He not shared your death. You would have even lost had He not hastened to your aid. You would have perished had He not come. So let us then rejoice and celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. And justice looked down from heaven, because believing in the newborn child, man is justified not by himself, but by God. And so this coming into reality necessarily means that we fully realize that we are so little, that we are sinners, that we were lost, that we were wretched. But all this has changed because Jesus came into the world. He has forgiven us. He has saved us. He has filled us with true hope. And so the Holy Father reminds us, this is not just a story for children. How we all need to know this again and again and come back to our senses. True joy comes from knowing that this good news truly changes our lives. That now we truly can live as sons and daughters of God. The Holy Father then told us, nothing can be more sublime, nothing greater than the love which thus stoops down, descends, becomes dependent. The glory of the true God becomes visible when the eyes of our hearts are opened before the stable of Bethlehem. So let us have watchful hearts. The news of great joy can be proclaimed for you this night by the Savior who is born only if we are here, if we stay awake, if we are truly thankful, if we believe, if we make it our own. Only a watchful heart is able to believe the message. Only a watchful heart can instill the courage to set out to find God in the form of a baby in a stable. Let us ask the Lord to help us too, to become watchful people. My brothers and sisters, may no one take away this joy. We are here not because we are having wonderful circumstances in our lives, because everything is going well. The gospel today tells us how Joseph and Mary had to obey a census and go to Bethlehem. And you know the great difficulties they had to endure. And yet, Truly, this is a night of joy for them and for us, precisely because God came to our rescue, and His presence with us is more important than any other consideration. True joy, true fulfillment is in knowing Him, in abiding in Him, in allowing Him truly to be born in our hearts. And no one, nothing can take that away from us. That is our joy. Jesus Christ came in smallness, in humility, in poverty, to show us the fullness of His love. May He find us awake. May He find us full of expectation and love.